Greetings from your neighbors on North Prince of Wales Island. We, the residents of Point Baker and Port Protection, are asking you to join our voices in opposition to the latest Sea Alaska Lands Bill, S-340, introduced recently by Senator Murkowski.
This is the fourth time Sea Alaska Corporation has attempted to pass special interest legislation which would rewrite the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, giving them title to 18 parcels of public land, totaling about 70,000 acres.
Most of the land in this bill has been selected for its timber value, but there are also 9 special interest areas and a number of cultural sites yet to be specified scattered throughout the Tongass.
Our communities have worked for decades to preserve the last bits of old-growth forest around us. We do not feel it is fair to ignore our work on this for decades as if it had no meaning. We have opposed this legislation for 6 years, along with people across the political spectrum, including residents of 9 affected communities such as ours. Among those opposed are hunters, guides, sportsmen, fishing, and environmental groups, subsistence users, and concerned citizens, native and non-native alike, who currently share ownership of these public lands together.
Our immediate concern, and hopefully yours, is what will become of nearby Calder Bay if this bill were to pass. Sea Alaska would gain ownership of the entire Calder Creek watershed, approximately 6,700 acres. Whatever happens there will directly affect us. Our communities have tried to protect as much of this critically important deer migration corridor as possible over many years.
Calder Creek is a highly productive salmon stream and some of the highest volume old growth left on the north end of Prince Wales Island is in Calder Bay. Sea Alaska will most assuredly clear-cut every last bit of it, leaving the entire watershed bare with inadequate protection to the streams.
More road access with the associated hunters and the resulting second growth will not fill the freezers of local hunters.
More degraded wild salmon habitat will just add to the gradual decline of our wild stocks, underscoring the insincerity of our politicians who tout our sustainable salmon runs, yet fail to legislate to protect them.
Leaving the habitat intact is our investment for our future and for our children.
Those of us who realize the impacts of what will be lost if this legislation passes must speak out. If we won't, who will?
We have written letters to senators expressing our opposition to the bill, recorded commentary, testified at hearings, and traveled to Washington, D.C. to voice our concerns. We want Congress to know how important every remaining stand of old growth on North Prince of Wales Island is. Despite our opposition and the opposition of so many others, Sea Alaska and our congressmen continue to push this legislation. Why?
Sea Alaska agreed to the 1976 ANCSA Amendment 37 years ago, requiring their land selections to be taken around native villages within designated areas or boxes. Now the corporation wants to exchange the land from their designated areas to areas around our towns. How fair is this?
We're expected to be satisfied with the compromises that have been made in this new version of the bill. But why would we support any compromise when we and you only stand to lose, whether it be a little or a lot, especially considering that no legislation is necessary to fulfill the obligations of ANCSA to the corporation?
The remaining land that Sea Alaska was authorized to select under the terms of ANCSA is available to them now and simply requires Sea Alaska to make an official request of the Bureau of Land Management.
In fact, Sea Alaska has requested these lands, which are in the boxes, in a 2008 letter to the BLM. All that is necessary is for the BLM to finalize that request. I believe all public lands should remain public lands. Sea Alaska has the right to use them under multi-use permits.
Let us get on with our lives. I think it's to everyone's benefit to understand that the residents of North Prince of Wales Island have spent decades investing our time, energy, and money in our own little world here for the very reasons that we understood that this was to be public land after the 76 settlement and was not to be affected by any further claims. A contract is a contract.
Maintaining this way of life has required us to actively participate in the management of the forest around us.
We value its remoteness, its wildness, its beauty, its abundant resources, whether fish, game, or timber, for our small local mills.
You know, we have always had a voice, because the National Forest land is ours and yours. It is and should remain public land. Are we and you to be penalized by Sea Alaska's destructive logging practices? Passing this bill would be a great injustice.
We never considered our investments and our way of life could be threatened by our congressional representatives.
In addition to S-340, Senator Murkowski has recently introduced another smaller bill, S-14, which would grant Sea Alaska a smaller amount of timber, also outside the boxes, until a more comprehensive solution can be devised. We oppose both bills.
If there are places in the Tongass that you care deeply about, then you will understand why we are asking you to help us retain a voice in protecting these special places.
Please add your voice to ours by emailing or writing Senator Murkowski and the other senators on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee.